At Blue Ridge Electric, our linemen answer the call at any hour of the day, every day, to restore power as safely and quickly as possible. Download the Blue Ridge Electric mobile app to report outages and to view our real-time service map. Check out our social media accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and X for restoration updates. Blue Ridge Electric. Built on service, wired to deliver.
In town for the big game or just passing through? Fuel up at Mellow Mushroom Clemson with 26 local and craft beer taps, plus out-of-this-world pizzas, wings, and hoagies. We're your go-to for game day eats. Get creative with your next tailgate. Order boxes of sandwiches, wings, munchies, and all the flavor you can handle. Hang out for weekday happy hours and Thursday night trivia at 7. Or grab it to go. We're at 1007 Tiger Boulevard. Call ahead or order online with delivery at mellowmushroom.com. Mellow Mushroom Clemson. Taste the victory.
Cold weather is just around the corner. Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Shop over 20 models of vented and vent-free propane or natural gas logs that heat for just pennies an hour and use no electricity, keeping you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Discover a new kind of senior living at Everlon Independent Senior Living in Clemson. Say goodbye to cooking, cleaning, and home maintenance. And say hello to comfort and community with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, a calendar full of engaging activities, and walking proximity to Patrick Square. Luxury independent senior living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to live your best life. Schedule your free tour online today at everlineliving.com.
Ready to hit the trail? Start with protection that's as tough as the terrain. Rhino Linings of Greenville, now at Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters in Simpsonville.
Spray-on bed liners, rock-solid durability. And while you're here, gear up with lift kits, wheels, lighting, racks, and more.
From overland rigs to weekend warriors, Odyssey has the gear and the know-how to outfit your ride right.
Rhino tough, trail ready, all under one roof.
Visit OdysseyVehicleOutfitters.com
and get Rhino tough today.
Roto-Rooter is the original sewer and drain cleaning company. Our founder invented the first electric drain cleaning machine in 1935. Not all Rooter companies are the same. Roto-Rooter is the best choice for plumbing, drain cleaning, and pipe repairs. When water isn't going down the drain like it's supposed to, call the experts at Roto-Rooter at 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Ultra, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Ultra helps Mike fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs so he can wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Okay, some of the other guys on this list. Lagway, self-explanatory. We don't need to talk about him in terms of what he brings to the table. We covered Drew Mestemaker in detail, his strengths and weaknesses. Josh Hoover of TCU is, in theory, a player who would be available. Again, I don't know who's going in the portal and who's not. All right, I have no way of knowing that. All right. Hoover is a multi-talented guy with a very long arm. Hoover's probably not more than 6'1". It's a good 6'1", because Hoover has a very live arm. He's athletic. There's a lot to like about Josh Hoover. I would take him in a heartbeat. CJ Bailey, we mentioned from NC State. Bailey is a talent. I mean, there's no way around that. And he's sort of landlocked at NC State. Now, you could say, well, they're no worse than Clemson. Well, that may be true right now, but it's not true if you look at the big picture, is it? And so I don't know. To me, Bailey's a little landlocked. I mean, their star receiver left for A&M. Could Bailey leave NC State. I think it's possible. You know, Damon Williams at Washington, I don't know. He may be in a good situation. I would love to have him. He's an incredibly versatile dual threat player who just puts tremendous stress on defense. And really, he's just getting started with who and what he is as a player. His upside is tremendous. Now, Brendan Sorsby, the junior from Cincinnati, this guy to me is attainable. Obviously, he's playing at Cincinnati. He's having a great year. They're in the Big 12. You know, Sorsby is a guy who is talented. He's a dual threat player. His rushing numbers have been terrific this year. You know, it's funny because there are games that he'll throw it 35 times and he'll throw for 350, 60 yards. And there are other games where he's content with throwing it 15 times and pulling it down and running it all game long. He's going to take what the defense gives you, and he's been the leader of that Cincinnati team. And that Cincinnati team is in contention for everything. They're in contention to go to the playoff. I don't know if people know that, but they are. I mean, they're at the top of the Big 12 standings. They're tied. We're going to get to that in a little bit, too, because that's on my agenda today. We can do a 12-hour show today. So I'm a fan of Brendan Sorsby. I mean, I would be good with that. I would be good with Sorsby. I would be good with Mestemaker. I would be good with Hoover or Bailey. I would be good with any of those guys. Little lower level, Hauser's at East Carolina, and I believe Hauser still has one more year. He's played well for them. The Sakapulateli kid at Cal, again, reminds you a little of Tua, probably better arm strength than Tua at a similar stage. But a guy who really can make all the throws collegiately, and he's a dart thrower. This is a lot to like. The kid is really composed. His offensive line has been horrific this year, and he still makes plays. It's not a really good football team. In fact, it's a pretty terrible football team other than Sakapulateli. Now, again, he's from Hawaii. Would he want to go all the way to Clemson? I have no idea. I can't answer that. Is it more likely he lands at a West Coast destination? Probably, you know, but more likely can change with more money. More likely has this way of changing in a hurry. And then, you know, as I mentioned, you know, if it was a one-year deal, if Clemson was willing to go 1 year, and I don't know that they are, because, again, that takes a deeper dip into the pool in my mind. You know, I think Clemson is willing to attack the portal. I think they'd be looking for 2- and 3-year guys. But if Clemson is willing to fully engage, to fully dive in, if Dabo Swinney's willing to fully dive in, there's no doubt in my mind the best quarterback for Clemson next year would be Byron Brown. I would love to see Byron Brown here. I think Clemson could do great, great things with Byron Brown at quarterback. I just do. So I would love to see that. And he could negate any offensive line issue. So, I mean, those are some of the guys. I've actually given you a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There are actually 11 guys on this list as of now. I'll probably expand it at some point with lower levels because there are some guys there. I'm just going to do the film work. But you know, in terms of what's possible, and, you know, listen, if Clemson could land a Mestemaker, a Hoover, a Bailey, a Williams, a Sorsby, a Sakapulateli, or a Brown, they would be back in business. The Tigers would be back in business. Back in business to hunt for the things that most Clemson fans really want. If it's anybody less than that, then you're talking about just a competitive situation with Vezina. I think the guys I mentioned here would be your starters. Any of those guys would start for Clemson next year. And I think that's the kind of guy you got to get. I think that if you want to win in today's college football, it still starts at that position like it always has, and you've got to have that dude. So, you know, that's the question. And will Clemson go out and get that dude? And, you know, some of these programs have proven very willing to do that. They're not going to sit idly by and play a year with a guy who's not good enough. They're not, you know, that's what we've seen from Miami the last 2 years, for example. And you're competing head-to-head with Miami. You know, they're in your league. So that's how I see it. Iron Drive, you're working with a locally family-owned company in business 15 years. They have the most five-star Google reviews in their industry, not the eighth most, not the sixth most, the most. They have 12 in-stock color options and limitless custom colors. And by the way, what makes them the best? Well, it's the people and the equipment. You see, it turns out, not so surprisingly so, that the quality of the equipment, the quality of any floor coating job is directly dependent on the quality of the equipment that lays it down. It's much longer lived. You don't get the dust, it lasts a much longer time. Decorative epoxy coating installation. Why epoxy? It's the only thing that lasts in the humidity of South Carolina. Easy to clean, extremely durable, transform your space. Excuse me. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their amazing gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way you would in covering your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighborhood you live in. They do commercial installation as well. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate to schedule their services. A lifetime adhesion warranty, guaranteed as long as you own your home. They're the best. And you know what else? They're great people. They donated a two-car garage floor coating this campaign that I auctioned for $2,500. Those are the kind of people you want to do business with. So that counts too. All right. We need to update where we are in the auction and for people just joining us. Okay. If you're just joining us, earlier today, we auctioned one of two footballs that we have that our player coach signed. Okay. I have some other staff footballs that we may get to, but not today. We have two of these player assistant signed balls. One, or had two. One auctioned earlier today for $5,000. It has Rick in honor of his wife, Christy, which is amazing. The second is the identical football. Also all hand-signed, 26 signatures. Is it Eric Romano who's leading for that football? Eric leads for that football with a bid of $1,000. We have to go way up from that. You know what? Think about this, okay? We've had 2 days on this show this year. I don't know about the auction. I would need to think about it. I don't know about from an auction standpoint what the biggest number was on a single day. Those two ticket package auctions we did early, Ramona, were those on the same day or different days?
I don't remember.
Okay, because those raised 85.
Maybe separate days, but close together.
Okay, that might be it. Those raised $8,500, but on the 2 days that we just did the T for T, that I filled in for Mickey and I did it here in the afternoon, we raised $15,000 in those 2 days. So over $2,000 an hour for seven hours. But we auctioned the earlier football for five. This one's at one. I have one more auction item. Man, it would be awesome to do $10,000 today. It'd be absolutely awesome. And that's within our grasp. We could do it just on the football. If someone would come in and match Rick, that would be unbelievable. But this football, just so you know, I don't have another of these. I'm not sure I will ever have another of these, in part because I'm not sure every one of these names is going to be here next year or beyond. I don't know that. I have a football signed by some of the biggest names in the history of Clemson football that spans multiple time periods of success. So on this football, to give you an example, think about the players. Nick Eason, Tyler Grisham, C.J. Spiller. C.J. is signed front and center on this football as well, above the orange tiger paw. This football is white on half and brown on the other half. All the 26 signatures are on the white part of the football. C.J. Spiller's is right above the orange tiger paw, front and center. DeAndre McDaniel, another great player. Ben Bowler, the leader of the defense that won national championship. I mean, Daquan Bowers, Taj Boyd, Cole Stout, Elijah Turner, Corey Crawford, Tyrone Crowder. Tyrone was an underrated dude. Drew Sweeney, Will Sweeney, Brandon Thomas, underrated. Nolan Turner, underrated. Zach Fulmer, LeVon Kirkland, Danny Pierman, Jeff Davis. LeVon Kirkland and Jeff Davis. I mean, do you want to talk about the greatest linebackers in Clemson football history? There are two or three others you can throw in that mix. But Jeff Davis and Lavon Kirkland are definitely among them. So think about the names on this football. It's just absolutely incredible. 26 of them. It's the ultimate Clemson piece of memorabilia. It just doesn't get any better, and I do not have another of these. We had two. One went for $5,000 earlier in the show. The other is at $1,000, and I need at least a $500 upgrade on Eric's bid. Let's get going. Let's provide some competition here. Understand the reason for the season. What a great gift this would be at holiday time. And as I said, there's a good chance that these names will not be available to sign another football in the future. We have these two. That's it. The only other footballs I have are a couple of coaches signed footballs. But I don't have another of these. These are some of the biggest player names in Clemson football lore and Clemson football history. And I need an upgrade on that. The buy it now on this one, just like the other, is $5,000. That would be make for an incredible day where we raise $10,000 on two footballs. That's possible. Somebody out there can do that. I know that. Somebody out there listening could close this right now, could match that earlier bid, and do it in honor of Christy or somebody in your life. But that's out there to be had, and I would love for somebody to come in and make this football your own, or you know, or gift it to somebody that's important to you. That's out there. That possibility is out there. So I'm looking for that. But in the meantime, I need an upgrade of at least $500, hopefully some power bids on it. Again, it's the only one now. It's the only one. This one. There's not going to be another of these tomorrow or Friday or any other time. This is it. This is it. This is the one. If you want it, get it. Make it yours now. I tell you all the time, you know, that has happened all week long where I say, man, if you want it, get it. And then people say, they wind up saying, man, I wanted that. I wanted that. And it goes. It goes. Just like the first one. So somebody come in and make it your own. Declare it yours right now. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let me tell you about Yoder's. There's no place like Yoder's from a building supply standpoint. They're just simply the best. Established in 1986 by the Yoder family, family-owned business based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region, Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. The Yoder's family, you know, it's an amazing story. It's a Horatio Alger story. They started with just one vehicle and just a couple employees, and they've become one of America's biggest independent building supply stores. It's just incredible. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. Building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, and more. Engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant. Installed services, cabinets, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from the competition, aiming to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high quality materials. This is Yoder's. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for their next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard, Fairplay, South Carolina, 864-972-3003, 864-972-3003, Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5, Friday, 7 to 4:30, Saturday and Sunday closed. Website is goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise, it's a way of life. All right, let's go on the one other player signed football. These are the legends of Clemson football history. There's only one. The bid, the last I knew, is $1,000. I need a massive upgrade on that. The first one sold for $5,000. This is the last of these player balls available. So if you want it, make it yours and do it soon. Walt up to the Road Rage. Quick break.
Buying health insurance for the first time? Don't put all your info online. The scammers won't stop. But don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Missing shingles, granules in your gutters, or water staining on your ceiling are all warning signs, visual cues that your roof is in need of repair. The next time you check your mail or back out of your driveway, take a glance at your roof, make note of any damage, and call Adams & Co. Roofing for a free no-obligation roof inspection. Adams & Co. Roofing's expert team members will assess the damage and provide top-quality repairs if needed to keep your roof and everything under it safe and sound. Don't wait for a small issue to become a big problem. Call Adams & Co. Roofing today.
Time to take your lawn to school with Grass Nerds, your local lawn care experts. Our tailored programs cater to all grass types, ensuring your lawn stands out in the class of its own. From weed control and fertilization to soil sample analysis, let the nerds be your grass professors. If you're tired of battling weeds and want to enjoy a beautiful lawn without the hassle, allow Grass Nerds to take the guesswork out of the grass work, where every lawn graduates with honors. Enroll today at grassnerds.com.
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk, Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of work, western, and wow! Come see us in Malden and Sparkburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
Hey y'all, it's the Rocket Roger Clemens here. Spent a lot of time pitching heat. Years later, the pain in my joints remind me of those days, but I'm not looking to sit still, and I definitely am not interested in going under the knife. That's why I chose QC Kinetics.
Not just for elite retired athletes. QC Kinetics gives everyday folks joint pain relief using regenerative treatments that work with your body to help repair joint damage.
No surgery, no long recovery, whether it's your knees, hips, shoulders, or back. My friends at QC Kinetics will help you get moving again so you can get back to doing the things you love.
Meet face-to-face with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics to help me feel like myself again, and I'm proud to recommend them to you.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
High school football, college football, and the NFL.
We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Walt Tepulu Road Rage, we are back. Couple things. You know, we talked a little bit about the Heisman Trophy in the last few years, or in the last few days, I should say, and the five quarterbacks that I think are in the mix for the Heisman Trophy. And, of course, one of them is Haynes King. Haynes King getting a lot of love suddenly. And we've been talking about him for 2 years, and he's getting a lot of love suddenly as the ultimate leader in college football. But it's more than that. The people are actually making statistical arguments now for Haynes King, and I think rightfully so. I bumped into this. Actually, he came up on social media today, and I was searching. I was scrolling down these all these Haynes King positive comments, and I bumped into a clip on Chuck and Chernoff, the radio show out of Georgia, out of Atlanta. And they had a little stat that was pretty interesting, and that is that Joe Hamilton is the all-time leading TD producer at Georgia Tech with 83. Joe Hamilton, who everybody knows, Hamilton was a great Georgia Tech quarterback. Georgia, he produced those 83 touchdowns in 43 games, so basically two a game. Haynes King has 81, two behind, in 32 games. So in other words, barring some horrific injury that would prevent him from coming back for the rest of the season, Haynes King is going to break Joe Hamilton's mark, and he's going to do it in a season less games, a season fewer games. Again, Haynes King has produced 81 touchdowns in 32 games. Think that over, okay? That's the ultimate leader. Your coach, Key, just said that that basically no one's ever going to do what Haynes King has done at Georgia Tech at that school. Never. And then there are some other really interesting numbers. If I can find them. Let me see if this is it. Nope, that's one of them. But that's not the one I'm looking for. There's another, there's a statistical number. Actually, there are two that I know I retweeted, but I'm having trouble finding them. I don't know if I'm going to find it or not. But in any case, Haynes King is the leader in yardage production, basically in the nation at that position, and on a per-game basis in terms of what he's doing, total yards. Why can't I find this? Could it be that far back? I don't know. Let me try it a different way. Let's see if that's under a reply that I made, maybe. In any case, he is having a spectacular year, and people are taking notice, and, you know, and I think that, listen, their path out is fairly difficult. They've got a couple road games, and they have Georgia, so obviously a pretty difficult path out. But at the same time, I think that it's conceivable. Now, look, in this world of college football, they could lose at NC State in this next game. That certainly wouldn't shock me. Nothing would surprise me. All right, here's one. Okay, this is from Adam Carter. Highest adjusted completion rate in P4 when removing screen passes. Julian Sayin, who's not getting much love at Ohio State, leading the nation at 83.1. Two is Haynes King at 77.3. So highest adjusted completion rate in P4 when removing screen passes. Haynes King second in the nation. Obviously, he doesn't have Julian Sayin's receivers either. And then Brent Key praised quarterback Haynes King's lasting impact, saying his influence on the program will be felt for the next decade. And then there's this. Okay, this is what I was actually looking for. All right. This is total offense per game, notable FBS quarterbacks, Heisman hopefuls. Haynes King, 304.4 yards per game. Ty Simpson, 282.9. Julian Sayin, 269.9. Diego Pavia, 269.5. Fernando Mendoza, 264.9. So the leader of the pack, how about that? The leader of the pack there is Haynes King at 304.4. I've said all year he's a one-man gang. You know, we sang his praises last year, talked about his toughness, but he goes far beyond that now. He's really throwing the ball well. He's actually doing everything a quarterback can do well. I mean, he's having that type of impact. And look, if they find a way, again, they could lose Saturday to NC State, at NC State. Wouldn't surprise me at all in this world of college football. And plus, I don't think Georgia Tech's very good. I don't. I think they're a one-man gang. So they could lose at any time. But if he runs the table, if he leads Georgia Tech to an unbeaten regular season and you don't give him the Heisman Trophy, there's something wrong. Even in respect to what Diego Pavia has done, I think King would deserve it if he's able to do that. I mean, I think he's in the mix regardless. I mean, look, most of these numbers support him being the guy. Total yards per game. I mean, what else is there? He's producing 304.4 yards a game. That's more than 22 more than anybody, than any of these other leading contenders. Now, I don't see Reed's number here. I don't know what Reed's number is. It's not listed here. So I don't know what Reed's number is. I would have to take a look at that. But yeah, I mean, I think that he's certainly in contention, and he is having an amazing season, and leading Georgia Tech to just hallowed ground. It's just absolutely remarkable. All right, we've told you about the football. The next bid has to be 1,500 or more. Let's get going with that, please. Somebody, let's go, let's go, let's go. We got it. I mean, again, we have a one-of-a-kind football for you. Absolutely one-of-a-kind. We had one other, and it's gone. So that makes this one-of-a-kind. There were two-of-a-kind earlier today. I have two of these footballs. I had to. With the player signatures, the player coach signatures, and there were 26. There are 26 on both of them. They are basically, perfect replicas of one another. They intended to do that. Many of the players who assigned have put their jersey number on it too. It's just absolutely awesome. Right now, Eric is leading that with a bid of $1,000. So let's go. The other one went for $5,000 earlier. We have a chance to do some really special things, so let's try and pick it up. Texas said Byron Brown is a stud. Coach is too stubborn though. Huh. And he wrote, might be. Yeah, I don't know. Texas said, didn't Haynes King win your one man gang award? He did. That's from 940. Haynes King took two awards in the Roadrageous Mid-Year College Football Awards. By the way, I appreciate all the kind words. And I appreciate all the people yesterday talking about greatest show ever. I really appreciate that. Again, I think you people think I'm dying. Maybe I am. But it was very kind of you. Now, I had one a minute ago, Ramon, who called us a fraud for this or that because we didn't admit because the Clemson pick didn't work out and neither did the Bengals. Of course, we've admitted that 1,000 times. But what can you do? You can't fix friggin' stupid. But you can get in 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in, join the conversation. Again, I need a bid of 1,500 or more on this football. This football is closing in less than an hour. Again, you know the reason for the season and why we're doing what we're doing. I have another item, Ramona, but I think I'm going to hold it till tomorrow. We've gotten too late in the show, and I think I'm going to hold that other item until tomorrow on auction. All right. In thinking about the world of college football as we have it and where we stand right now as opposed to before the season when the whole world had Penn State and Clemson and, you know, the same teams, Texas, and all these teams have failed without question. I mean, in terms of what the expectations were. Russ Dogg in Clemson writes, Russ Dogg, I think I answered this for you yesterday. You asked what would Clemson's record be if Ty Simpson were the quarterback. I think Clemson would be unbeaten. Unbeaten at most one loss, right? I think unbeaten. I think most likely unbeaten if Ty Simpson were the quarterback here. Ted said, Walt just tuned in. Can you give the name of the people who have signed the football? Thank you, Leonard. I will indeed, Leonard, by special request. Let me see if I can get to my mail. And where is it? Here it is. All right, Leonard, here are the names of the players, the former players on staff who have signed this football. Nick Eason, Tyler Grisham, C.J. Spiller. That signature is front and center. It's a two-tone ball. It's white on one half, and the other half is football color, brown. And all 26 signatures are in the white. There's an orange tiger, bright orange tiger paw, obviously. Clemson orange tiger paw, I guess you'd say. Nick Eason, Tyler Grisham, C.J. Spiller, that's front and center. That signature is right above the orange tiger paw. The great DeAndre McDaniel, the great Ben Bulware, who helped lead Clemson defensively to national championships. DeAndre McDaniel, Daquan Bowers, one of the great defensive ends in Clemson football history. The great Taj Boyd, probably the most underrated player in Clemson football history. Terrible singer, but great football player. Cole Stout, Elijah Turner, Corey Crawford, Tyrone Crowder, Drew Sweeney, Will Sweeney, Brandon Thomas, underrated player. Tyrone Crowder was an underrated player. Nolan Turner, underrated player. Zach Fulmer, LaVon Kirkland, legendary Clemson player. Danny Pierman, Jeff Davis, legendary Clemson player. So those are many of the names on the ball, and there are 26 names on it. Again, it spans multiple generations of Clemson football greatness. These are the guys who brought you championships. These are the guys who brought it all to Clemson. They're all on this football. It's a thing. It's a work of art. It's flawless. And I have one. I'm not going to have another one. Not this year. And given some of these names, I'm not sure any other year. So if you want this, this is the one. It's the one I have left. Again, it's an absolute replica. They had the players sign them in the same places of the previous ball that went for $5,000. I need a bid of $1,500 or more, Leonard, if you want to move to the front. Eric is presently leading the second ball for $1,000. So let's get absolutely going, and let's continue to kill it. Dexter said, I have back-to-back tweets, Ramona, back-to-back texts on Cole Stout. One's a positive, one's a negative. I mean, that's how it works. And the negative one was funny, but I'm going to pass on that. Dexter said, while Cole Stout versus Oklahoma was the best player of all time, he was. You know, the Cole Stout's performance against Oklahoma was a little similar to Stephen Garcia's performance against Alabama. It was like an out-of-mind, out-of-body experience. Now, Garcia was a better quarterback at South Carolina than Cole Stout was at Clemson. Don't misread me. Garcia's game against Alabama was still an out-of-body experience. It was way better than he had ever played in his life and would ever play again. And Cole Stout's performance against Oklahoma was the same deal. It was impossible, but it happened. It's part of the lore. It's part of the history. All right, so you know the names now. I need $1,500 or more as the next bid. Let's get going. We have a chance to have a truly. We've already had an amazing day here with the auction, but we have a chance to have a really amazing day. Let's make that happen. Butch, you're up first when we get back. A lot of college football ahead. Walt Tip to the Road Rage.
The Clemson Tigers are back in action on homecoming as they host the Duke Blue Devils. Kickoff is at noon, which means we're up before the sun at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery at Little John Coliseum. Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and crew will join at 9. Then Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of all the action inside Memorial Stadium, and Dono Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's a Clemson football game day, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Lennox in the air means money in your pocket. Turn to Heavenly Air of the Upstate LLC for special offers happening today that will put high-quality Lennox air in your home and savings back in your pocket. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,800 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system. Or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 12 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Visit heavenlyaire.com today. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number RHB587.
Get ready, Upstate. The legendary Jason Carter, renowned fiddler for the Del McCoury Band, is bringing his own Jason Carter Band to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center Friday, November 7th. From the Grand Ole Opry to the Grammy stage, Jason's fiery fiddle and soulful sound will have you tapping your toes and clapping your hands all night long. Tickets are on sale now at WalhallaPack.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this unforgettable night of world-class bluegrass.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI agent can be set up in minutes to answer calls and questions 24/7, so you never miss a customer, lead, or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Swamp Fox Distilling in Pendleton is partnered with The Roar, and we're raising money for Tigers for Tatas. Throughout the entire month of October, they're donating 50% of their sales of orange and vanilla all-in rum and all-pink merchandise. They also have raffle baskets that include rum bottles signed by head coach Dabo Sweeney and others. Visit Swamp Fox Distilling, located at 128 Exchange Street, downtown Pendleton on the Square. Open Thursday through Saturday from 2 to 7 p.m.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate, where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more, or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your Club Car Onward today and really enjoy life.
Your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Well, I was rolling.
turn out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right. Oh, I bet I'm nationwide. Yes, I bet.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage, we are back. You can get in. Rona, so this guy writes all this crap, right? This loser on the text line, he writes all this crap, right? And then I answer him back with, you know, in a similar tone. And then he's like, oh, see, that's how you talk to... No, loser, you started it, not me. You started it. Save it. I mean, Jesus. You know, it's amazing. We're not to mention the fact we're in the middle of a drive for Tigers for Tatas, and they got to deal with a moron, and there's only one of them, you know. But that's what you get. You can get in 654-7627. You want in? Join the conversation. I don't know what you're giving me there. I don't know what you're giving me there. I need a bid. I need an upgrade of $500 on the football. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And all the texters are pulling on too now. Look, man, I don't care. I'm done answering that, dude. You can get in 654-7627 to the phones. It is Michael and Butch. Michael, how are you, Michael?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Why about yourself?
Hey, good, Michael. Appreciate you getting in.
Oh, no problem. Two things, Walt. One in college football with Clemson, the other one NBA. When these coaches say these players have to earn it, What exactly does that mean? Because a lot of these starters haven't earned it. And I'm thinking like Tristan Smith, you went out and got this guy. You went out and got Alexander. You went out and got Will Hill. To me, I think if you went out and got these guys, they earned it.
Well, you know, not only that, but, you know, Michael, all we heard all camp was what a dog and how competitive and how incredible Tristan Smith was. And then we got into the season and it was like, that's when we started with he has to earn the time. I mean, I thought that's what he did all camp. I mean, all camp, all we heard was Tristan Smith. See, I think it's those kinds of disconnects that, because quite honestly, you know, fans, even media, we don't get to see very much, you know, so you don't, You know, when the coaches tell you things, you know, you have to believe them. They're the ones seeing it every single day. They're the ones that practice every day. So when they tell you that, you know, Wayne Gallman or Eazy-E is a more explosive Wayne Gallman, and that, you know, Tristan Smith is just, everything they said about him was just endless. The praise for him all camp was endless. And then you get to the regular season and you don't see those guys at all. You know, there's a disconnect there.
Yeah. Either they haven't earned the playing time or they earned it. I mean, I'm confused. Which one is it? You know, are they good enough to play on the field or they're not? Because you can't keep running Randall 40 times, 30 times a game. And, you know, next year, like I said, we don't want to go into next year without knowing what our running backup running backs can do. Because who says that they bring in another running back and they play them next year? Who says that the running backs behind them won't transfer or leave? Now you're really stuck. You know, now you really have a big problem, a big gap that you got to fill.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I think that's right. I think that's why you have to play some of these guys late in the season. I think it is.
I mean, I'd rather make a mistake now as young freshmen than them make a mistake as they get junior or senior. This is the time where, okay, you made a mistake. Now you learn from it. Now if it happens again, you know, maybe put somebody else in, but I get confused about that. They got to earn it.
Yeah.
I mean, play the best available level. Well, NBA. I've been surprised with the NBC's coverage of NBA. I haven't watched the regular season NBA game in a long time, but with the coverage NBC is doing, I might get back to watching.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Regular season NBA game.
Yep. I think it's pretty good. I think a lot of people are pleased with what they've seen from NBC thus far. I would agree.
You know, it brings back the old nostalgia, you know, Sunday afternoon feeling, you know, big games. And it's good to see the product coming back. You know, some of the calls, you know, some of these, you know, the traveling that some of these players are getting away with. But, you know, That's
you know, it's funny you mentioned that, Michael, because up above me on the monitor right now, it's the Giannis 5-6 step drive. So, yeah, and they can try and excuse that away any way they want. I mean, it's a blatant, obvious travel that any 6-year-old could call. I mean, he took 6 steps. Stop.
Yeah, that's
and he doesn't need to because he's so great. You know, I thought Reggie Miller's comments and the comments of the broadcasters were funny. You know, Miller said we could still be playing at 50 if they let us do that.
Exactly. I mean, he's already an unstoppable player, but if you're going to let him get away with that, man, that's
right.
That's ridiculous.
That's right. Yeah, he is already unstoppable. If you're going to let him play without bouncing the ball, then you're really going to have a problem stopping him.
Yeah, let Jordan get away with traveling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right. Well, thank you, yep, man.
Thank you, Michael. Good talking to you as always.
Yes, sir.
by the way, Ramona, this is what I'm getting on the text line. Mr. Fender, tell that bee on the text line to go shave with a chainsaw. I'll pay the fine. It's just, there's nothing but that on the text line right now, as you would expect. Hey, Butch, what's going on, Butch? Good to have you.
All right, well, how you doing
good,
today,
Butch?
Man?
Good speaking with you.
Hey, so I did a little playing with this AI stuff, and I asked it, out of the coaches right now in college football, who would be the best fit at South Carolina, besides Lane Kiffin, of course. May I give you just a couple? You're going to be really shocked.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, it blew me away. Okay. Like, number one, they picked Joe Brady from LSU offensive coordinator.
Yeah. Where was this now?
It's just AI. I asked it.
Oh, okay. You asked AI. Okay. So, okay. Who the best fits at South Carolina would be? Out of all possibilities?
Well, I mean, for right now, yeah.
Okay. All right.
It started off with, like, Joe Brady. The one I thought real interesting, and it really keeps centering back, Alex Golish from USF.
Yeah, Golish has done a nice job at South Florida. Now, he also has Brown at quarterback, who's the guy I would like at Clemson next year. But
he could have Sellers at quarterback, too.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. I mean,
yeah.
So we're firing Beamer now?
Well, how long have I been talking about firing Beamer? Come on. Why do you think I'm AI searching for South Carolina?
Okay.
Hey, it picked Liberty's head coach, Jane Chadwell.
Oh, did they? Well, Chadwell, I mean, look, I thought Chadwell was who they should have hired last time. So, you know, yeah.
Yeah. And then for like a proven program builder, it picked Iowa State's coach Matt Campbell.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest Matt Campbell fan in the world. I hear about Matt Campbell every year. He never beats any real team. He got his A kicked by Brigham Young the other day. Went into their building and kicked the living crap out of them. I'm not a fan. I think Campbell is overrated. I don't think he's bad. I mean, I don't think he's awful, but I think he's overrated. He just never beats a real team, and all I ever hear about is Iowa State. And I heard about Iowa State at the start of this year, and they were just exposed. Brigham Young just walked the dog on them this past weekend. So I'm not in love with Campbell. I would never get rid of Shane Beamer for Matt Campbell. I just wouldn't.
Right. Well, hey, I'm just going down that list, and I tell you, here's another one that was fancy. Old Lance Leipold from Kansas.
Yeah, you know, again, he's another guy that everyone thinks is a genius, and at times I've thought, you know, look, he seemed like a good fit, like he had ability, but the problem is he loses every big game he plays in too. You know, and I thought, like, this might be the year, and to some extent it has been. But, again, he once again lost to Kansas State. I mean, he loses every time he plays Kansas State, and he lost again. He's playing at home this time with an experienced quarterback, and he gets drilled. So, I don't know.
Then they had SMU's head coach. Talking about that dude, good fit.
Yeah, well, yeah, I would say this, okay? If If I was South Carolina and I could get Rhett Lashley, I would fire Shane Beamer to do that. If I could get Rhett Lashley, I would fire Beamer to do that.
Well, hey, all the big donors that just heard what Walt Deptula said, I finally found it. Y'all made that phone call, throw that money, and see what we can get going here.
Thank you, Butch. Good talking to you again.
Thank you, Road Rage.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, if I could get Lashley at South Carolina, I would fire Beamer. Yes. I'm afraid to know. Tiger Guy Andy says, Walt, the Clemson-led AI says they should promote Mike Shula. Says the best fit, number one. That's funny. That's well done. That's very well done. That's very well done. Yeah, I don't know what he was doing. Desiree asks, Walt, is he fixing dinner while talking to you? I don't know. It is sort of dinner time, right? Now I'm going to get hungry again, Ramona. After all that stuff I ate yesterday. Ramona, I ate enough yesterday that I probably shouldn't eat for like 2 weeks. All right, I want to continue with the college football conversation. You can get in 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. How do I get out of this? Okay. Let me tell you about my friends at Ace Home Co. When a home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing, Heating, Electric, and Air. I actually said that backwards. Let me try it again. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team upstate families count on. They handle everything, repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central air, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, and more, heating too, from furnaces to thermostats. Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. Their certified techs deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just a quick patch job. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. And when emergencies strike, they're available day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliably, proudly serving Greenville and the upstate community. Look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. Regular HVAC tune-ups help you avoid a surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. And right now, Ace Home Co. is offering a free fall maintenance for new customers, $189 value. Take advantage of that, a free home maintenance, free fall home maintenance for new customers. Make sure that your system is up to snuff for the cold months ahead, or as Brooke thinks, the cold days that we've already had behind us. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. Tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Trust me, you'll thank me later. You do not want to be stuck in winter without heat, though. I know that. That's a fact. All right, we're going to continue the college football conversation again. The football, we are at 1,000. I need a $500 or better upgrade on this. The buy it now is 5,000. The earlier one went for 5,000. It's a replicate football signed by the same 26 individuals. Again, these are the biggest names in Clemson football lore and history. I only have this one. The other one is gone. There will not be another tomorrow or later. This is it. So if you want a football with 26 former Clemson players on staff having signed this football, including names like Nick Eason, Tyler Grisham, C.J. Spiller, DeAndre McDaniel, Ben Bulware, Daquan Bowers, Taj Boyd, just looking down the list, LaVon Kirkland, Jeff Davis. I mean, these are the biggest names in the history of football success in the school, and they're all on one football with 26 signatures. It's absolutely incredible. I only have one. Eric is in the lead with 1,000. I need a $500 upgrade on that or more. Buy it now. It's 5,000. Somebody, let's go, let's go, let's go. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency.